This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands of people gathered in central Moscow today to rally in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, answering his call for nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin's rule. Demonstrators gathered at Moscow's central Pushkin Square and nearby streets, despite a heavy police presence and detentions, holding signs that read, "Russia will be free," and chanting, "Putin is a thief." Some then marched towards the Kremlin, while others blocked the Russian capital's main thoroughfare. Navalny called on his allies to take to the streets after he was detained in a Moscow airport last weekend. He was arrested moments after arriving from Germany, where he had flown in August to recover from a near-fatal poisoning with a Soviet-designed nerve agent. Police detained hundreds of people in cities in the Far East and Siberia earlier Saturday, where demonstrators braved icy temperatures and official warnings, and at least 2,000 of Navalny's supporters gathered in Russia's second city of St. Petersburg. This week, Navalny released a video investigation alleging that Putin was the owner of a palatial property on the Black Sea worth more than $1 billion. The video report has been viewed more than 66 million times. Thousands of Hong Kong residents are locked down in an unprecedented move to contain a worsening coronavirus outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain a fresh wave of the coronavirus since November, and over 4,300 cases in the last 2 months have made up nearly 40% of the city's total. Coronavirus infections in a working-class neighborhood with old buildings and subdivided flats made up about half of the city's new cases in the past week. This is VOA News. In the United States, famed broadcaster Larry King has died at age 87. He was known for wearing suspenders to hold up his pants, but also for his conversational interviews with world leaders, movie stars, and ordinary people. King died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, according to multiple sources. No cause of death was given, but CNN reported on January 2nd that King had been hospitalized with COVID-19. He was a longtime nationally syndicated radio host, and from 1985 through 2010, he was a nightly fixture on CNN. King conducted an estimated 50,000 on-air interviews. In 1995, he presided over a Middle East peace summit with PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat, King Hussein of Jordan, and Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. He welcomed on his show the likes of the Dalai Lama, Barack Obama, Bill Gates, and Lady Gaga. A few other interesting facts about the broadcaster: his show Larry King Live debuted in 1985 and became CNN's highest-rated program. At the time, he was paid $100,000 a year, but his salary eventually grew to more than $7 million. He at one time smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day until he had a heart attack in 1987, and he was married 8 times to 7 different women, one he married twice. And here are some interesting facts about America's new president, Joe Biden. At 78 years old, he is the oldest newly inaugurated U.S. chief executive in history and the oldest sitting president ever. Biden was born in 1942, and at that time, the population of the U.S. was 135 million. Today, it's approaching 330 million, and the world population has grown from 2.3 billion in 1942 to 7.8 billion today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is saying that the new English variant of COVID-19 may be associated with a higher level of mortality, although he said evidence showed that both vaccines being used in the country are effective against it. Johnson said that the impact of the new variant, which is already known to be more transmissible, was putting the health service under intense pressure. And Australia's Victoria state recorded its 17th straight day without any new local coronavirus cases on Saturday, as officials focus on keeping the community separated from staff and players in the country for next month's Australian Open. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.